this Blue Ribbon panel that has sort of been reborn here in Virginia. It had some success some 10 years ago introducing off-track betting, account wagering, coming forward with some common initiatives throughout all the different aspects of the industry, the breeders and the track operator, and everyone sort of were at least got on the same page for a while. How do you see this Blue Ribbon Committee? What might be some of the tasks that it seeks out in the, to improve racing in Virginia?
Well, I think, first of all, it's interesting to note, since you referred to the Blue Ribbon panel that was at work in 2001 and before, there's a lot in common. I mean, the reason for being is pretty much identical. That committee was looking hard at ways to improve the industry here, and they were concerned about its trends back then, 10 years ago, very much like we are concerned now. So the missions are pretty much identical. Our mission is to develop a plan that can be implemented that's going to deliver growth to the industry and sustainability to the industry. We want to promote excellence. We want to promote innovation. But above all, we want to sustain the industry and promote growth. I think both of these committees were looking at the same thing. There's some pretty notable differences, I think, as we get into our work, and it's important to note just the preliminary stages. The world changed a little bit since that committee did its work some 10 years ago. While it was promoting off-track betting facilities, 10 years ago, those facilities are, you know, they're probably not completely outdated, but I think racing is moving to a different model already. It's doing so in other states, and it probably will do so here, with the emphasis on development of advanced deposit wagering and smaller physical facilities at bars and entertainment centers around the state.